Yo, what's good, my little people? It's your guy, Calista, because I listen from heaven and earth to meet you and settle it all in love. I'm the Freedom Coach, and you are listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. Man, y'all know y'all just heard my song, my single. Go check it out on all streaming platforms. That's Great God, and I even gave y'all a little bit of a live performance. But go download it, go get it. New merch coming soon. We back on it. It's summertime. Everybody want to get fit, right? But if you ain't mentally fit, what is the point? You can't live your life if you ain't mentally fit. So, you know what I'm saying? Get your mentals right. Mind and body has to be right. Mind and body has to be right. I don't think I'm going to say that today. Mind and body has to be right. So, if you've never listened to the Unfiltered Love Radio podcast, I would like to be the first to welcome you. I don't know how you got here, but you're meant to be here. And I'm happy that you're here. And I'm grateful that you're here. And you're intended to be here. Because it's something that you needed to learn. It's something that you needed to do. And it's something that collectively we can work together to teach other people. The whole purpose of this station is to make sure that you are lit, lifted, inspired, and transformed. Yes, I want to make sure you lit, lifted, inspired, and transformed. So that you can be free to live your mega life. Everything that we want, everything that we need, we have inside of us. We just have to open it up and unlock it. And guess what? We have the key to unlock other people's dreams. If you've ever received an email from me, you see that quote. I wrote that quote like in 2019 or something, or 2009 or some crap. And it's always stuck with me because we could be the pinnacle part to somebody else's destiny being fulfilled. Everybody looks for miracles. Everybody looks for things that they want to do. You are the miracle. You are the next thing to do. You are the next movement. You are the next wave. So I want to be able to help you get there. I want to be able to make sure that you know how great you are and how wonderful you are and how awesome you are so we can get to the next level, so we can help other people get to their next level. Look at me. I'm ready to end the podcast right now. I'm about to be free, live your mega life. I ain't even started yet. But today, we're going to talk about your value is your value. Keep listening. You buckle in because, you know, the first one, and we're going to talk about a part of being your value is your value. It's you. You know, this whole station is focused on you. We like to put off the pen and do it to everybody else and say, oh, you know, so-and-so needed to hear this message. Now, sometimes we need to hear the damn messages too. Now, y'all know I'm going to keep it all funky and stanky with you because that's just the way it works over here. Because it's at some point we have to come to the end of ourselves to realize that we need to go to a higher self, higher community, higher civilization. Y'all know, look, y'all see I'm on one this morning. I'm ready to rant. But we gonna talk, we gonna grow, we gonna learn. Hold up. All right. We are back on Filter Love, people. Listen, we're talking about your value being your value. What is value? Value is things that we take, that we treasure, that we own, and put some kind of, it's even hard to even express sometimes because it's not just monetary. Value can come in love. Value can come in richness. It can come in your wealth. It can be monetary, you know. But it also can come in just wisdom. Value are things that we hold to be true and whatever, you know. I like to always think about value when I teach this whole value course. And some of my listeners, some of y'all taking it with me. Y'all know, y'all paid some good money to take that course with me. And when we talk about your values, you know, everybody is all excited because they're like, yes, I respect this. What's good to me and character and people that are honest and, you know, blah, blah. And I was like, shift happens. We have to shift, because when we don't shift our values into action, then we realize how important they are. Are they shiftable values? So I talk about the shiftable value a lot. And so I wanted to do this today to kind of peek that, right? Because on a surface level, value seems like it's something that's needed. On a surface level, value seems like it's something that everybody has. And everybody does have a certain aesthetic of value. Everybody has a certain aesthetic of value. So some people just look valuable with no actual real value. It's like a cubic zirconia. Do they have value? Yeah, $9.99 at Walmart. They don't compare to that diamond, especially not the one they just found, man. Let me tell y'all. Y'all know I'm about to go this little tangent. I would have found that diamond. Oh, in Africa. Oh, my, my, my. I'll be singing like Johnny Gill. My, 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 my. Because that looked. People don't realize that diamonds are still worth a lot. You know, we're in this whole, oh, let's get this electronic money and crypto and all that. And I love it because, you know, I love change. I love us being able to go to a global economy that's different, even though, you know, that means we're going to have a new world order. But that's a whole nother topic. Y'all know I get in my little deep shit and I'd be like, the aliens coming to get us today. But when we're thinking about value, see how I valued that diamond just now? I was like, yes, give me that. But a lot of us need that. We need the money that's coming from that value because that's one of the things we know to close our wealth gap. And you know that's the importance is the generational wealth gap between Black people and the rest of the world. We ain't got enough. We ain't had enough. We didn't even have the opportunity to acquire enough. So, you know, I'm always about like, I'm going to get to that next dollar so I can help my community. I'm going to get to that next dollar so that way our $1.9 trillion that we spend every year, which will be the 12th largest economy. And I got to throw little facts in there. How do we get that money to circulate actually to us? I mean, we got to start owning the systems, right? We got to start owning that thing. But anyway, let's get back to values. Because y'all, this is not the politics show. But it's coming. Make sure you check us out in September when we talk about this is some political shit. That's going to be the name of the new show. See, y'all heard it here first. This is some political shit. I'm going to get deep dives into why our country is the way it is and how can we change it from the inside. Your value is your value. Now, I need you to rest in that for a second. I need you to understand that your value is your value. Your value is not anybody else's value. Your value is not Michelle Obama's. It's not your mama's, not your granny's, it's not your daddy's. Your value is yours. Has nothing to do with any authority figure over you. Has nothing to do with anybody below you. It has nothing to do with your peers. It has everything to do with you and your value. Now, you know, I talk a lot about worth. I talk a lot about character. I talk a lot about integrity. But today we're going to talk about value. I remember I was in the Navy and I thought, oh, the Naval core values. And everybody says them the exact same way. We say them how we learned them. It's honor, courage, and commitment. What's your core values? Honor, courage, and commitment. And we would yell that for hours on hand. And as soon as somebody says, what are the Naval core values? Everybody yells it. Honor, courage, and commitment. And we just yell it and scream it. And before you know it, that's like ingrained with you, right? Then you start learning the Sacred Creed and you, and I mean, all of these things are done with so much excitement and so much enthusiasm. And y'all know I ain't edited that either, y'all. Enthusiasm? I'm about to create new words on this, but I pay for them. They, I can create them how I want to. But you say that with so much enthusiasm and so much character. And so you're just, and it, I mean, it literally, if you're not electrified by it, you will be by the time you finish, or you'll be tired from saying it, either one. But the reality is, man, you know it. But if I ask a person, that is the first thing when you come to the value class, I say, what are your values? What do you believe? And people, I'm telling you, I was trust, respect, love. Yeah, bro. So I think it's important to... We had some kind of character and integrity. And I'm just like, okay, that was all cute. But what do you actually live by? What do you actually live by? And recently I had somebody, last year, it was during the pandemic, I taught one of these classes virtually. And it was very interesting because I've never worked with a company virtually before. So I was all over the place. And since a lot of this stuff is kind of activity-based, it was different. So I had to kind of revamp. And then when I did it the next time, I got better. So I'm good at it now. But one of the first ones when I would have them do this activity, and I said, okay, let's take about a piece of paper, let's write down the things that you think are valuable, and do this. And almost everybody's list was identical, just in a different order. And I thought that was so fantastic, because everybody that worked in this company top down, and it's about 30 people, had like almost the same identical list. And I said, they got their culture right. Like, they hired people based on what they knew they was going to get from the people. And that's where we get into this thing, is your individual value may not be the company's value. So sometimes you have to decrease in order to increase. All right. We're talking about sometimes you got to decrease in order to increase. We're trying to get you to your maximum potential value, right? This sometimes requires unlearning what you knew yesterday. How do you unlearn what you knew yesterday? I've been doing this my whole life. I've been here my whole life. I've been there. And you've also been in the same place your whole life. Y'all heard me say it before, and I'm going to keep saying it over and over and over and over and over again. When we stop learning, we die. When we stop learning, we die. Dead. Finito. Finished. A dead you is not a productive you. We need to stay alive. We need to debunk some of the myths and some of the things that's plagued us, plagued our communities, plagued our families, if we want to do something different. So we got to decrease in order to increase. And you know what? My church people will probably get this a little easier, because, you know, they say, Lord, decrease me so that you increase on the inside of me. When in reality, everything concerning life and godliness is already inside of you from the day that it was day six and you weren't even a spectacle on this earth. Ooh, let's let that rest for a second. But let me tell you what we can decrease. I just had to take a sip of water. Y'all know y'all can't see me, but I had to take a sip of water. Y'all thought I was about to be real deep, right? It wasn't. I just needed some water. So we have to be able to decrease our ego. We have to be able to decrease what we learn and how we, and the implementation of what we learn, right? And so we sit here and we like, oh, decrease. That don't mean that you diminish your self-worth. That don't mean that you stop believing what you believe at your core. That doesn't mean any of those things. What it absolutely means is that you understand you're not always the smartest person. You're not the richest person. You're not the most handsome person. You're not the most beautiful person. You are not the most. Now, I'm the most extra person. Now, I am extra as hell. If you know me, you know I'm extra as hell. That's who I am. And so I take onus of that. I take that, I pull it in, and I say, this is me. Either you like it or love it. Hate it or love it. Hey, I know. Hate it or love it. But you have to take that, and you have to say, okay, how do I take my extra as hell self and decrease so I can learn something? It comes by listening. It comes by unlearning what I knew before, yesterday, yesteryear, yesterlife. It comes by deconstructing some of the things that's in our head, right? When we going forward, we talk about rape culture and cancel culture and all of these things that were already happening in society that growing up we never heard about, that our kids and their kids, they're going to know about, and then something new is going to come along, and guess what? They're going to have to adapt and change just as much. They're going to have to say, okay, wait, what our parents taught us, what our grandparents taught us, those were good foundational principles. But what the world is now is not where we are. We didn't know acceptance and tolerance, some of us growing up. Some of you guys that's listening, you're like 21 and you're like, Cal, what the hell are you talking about? This has always existed. It really hasn't. It started existing in the last few years because people started getting voices. People started getting platforms. We started hearing stories that we had never heard before. And now we come to a place to say, oh, I don't know everything. Oh, that person in India is really beautiful. I never knew. Oh, Africa's not poor? Oh, it's not just cartels in Mexico. They actually have good food and restaurants and nice and beautiful resorts and hotels. Y'all know I'm going to Mexico real soon, so you know I got to pump that up. Because if you ain't never been, make sure you go. It's my, one of my favorite places. So we get to this. We get to these things because we have these ideals in our head, right? And we think that things are a certain way because of that. That's just how I learned it. That's just how I learned it. That's just how I learned it. And that's good because good, you learned something. Good, we were able to take the advantage and the ability of something and learn it. However, it is imperative that we don't just learn it, but that we execute it. And it's more imperative that we unlearn what we've learned to grow. And you don't even have to unlearn it. You can use it as a stepping stone. I say unlearn it, and I don't mean like, oh, let's forget about that. No. Because it was that knowledge base that got you to where you are. So now, what's your next point of knowledge base that's going to get you to where you want to be? And what's the next step after that that's going to help you reach your goal? And what's the next step after that that's going to help you have self-actualization? Then what's the next step after that to help you reach your community goal? Then what's your next step after that to help you reach community actualization? You see how this thing is going? We build so that we can change the world. We build in ourselves to change our communities, to change our states, to change our nation, to eventually change the world. And when we get to some world actualization, I guess we're going to start changing space. I mean, leave it to Elon Musk and Richard Branson. We all about to be living on the moon in a minute. Decrease in order to increase. And we are back. We're back. So let's just stay on deconstructing our values or decreasing so that we increase. One of the things that we must do, we must realize, we must be able to do is if we go back to the example I gave in the class that everybody kind of had the same thing, right? But the company had already told me what their goal was. So it's my goal as a strategist to help them find steps and ways to get there, right? But it's also my goal as a coach to kind of be able to give them the tools to see things clearly. And that's why we decrease to increase, because we want to see things clearly. If we have a goal to be a millionaire and we got $5 in the bank account, then we have to have a clear vision of how to get to that million. I know when everybody does the value example, they always take the dollar and they ball it up and they say, this is still a dollar, no matter if it's crushed, crumbled, torn up, ripped up, it can be taped together and it's still worth a dollar. And I think that that's good. I think that that's wonderful when we're talking about identity. And though I primarily focus on identity, your identity is your mindset. The dollar is valuable because the dollar has already stated who it was. The dollar never vacillated in being a dollar. I never went to a tea shop and ordered coffee. Now, I might go to a coffee shop and order tea, but I've never been to a tea shop and ordered coffee. You don't go to a steakhouse and order chicken. Well, some of y'all do because y'all ain't got no damn etiquette. I ain't even about to get on y'all about etiquettes right now. But we go to specific places to do specific things. You don't go in Walmart expecting Target. If you do, you're going to have a rude awakening. Walmart and Target are not the same. So some of the concepts in our heads, we have to say, okay, how do we get clearly what we want? How do we clearly get to where we want to go? We have to take an open and honest look of who we are. An open and honest look of where we've been. An open and honest look of how we got there. What are we doing? Our parents, they gave us these rules. They gave us these guidelines. Our society gave us these rules. They gave us these guidelines. Our laws, they give us these rules. They give us these guidelines. And we accept them. But just like any other thing, we can also reject them. Our education, our socioeconomic status, our independence, our appearance, all of that plays into the culture. And the culture is just a group of shared ideas. When a group of people come together and they want to share an idea and they say, this is what we believe for this moment. America believes in democracy. China believes in communism. You go to a few countries in Africa, they believe in socialism. It just depends on where you are in the world. It depends where your mindset is. It depends where your state is. And how that comes together and govern you, you don't even pay attention to it, but it governs you. It changes you. Because it becomes a part of who you are. But when you can take a step back and you can think about, oh, how do I decrease in order to increase? One way is to remember you're not the most whatever in the room. A wise man once said nothing. You don't have to fight every battle. Some battles will fight themselves. You don't have to have a remark to every comment. Now, you know me, I'm gonna have one. But sometimes I say nothing at all. Sometimes when you sit back, listen, and observe, you can learn so much more about a situation than if you're actually engaged in interacting. Have you ever thrown a party and you knew people were coming to your house? Or even if you could have visitors come to your house, you're like, oh my God, I gotta clean up. Oh my God. You dust areas that ain't been dusted in months. You may even call a maid in if you like me and be like, we need a maid to come because I'm not getting under that refrigerator. That little griddle under the stove, I don't feel like cleaning that. But you try to make sure everything is so pristine, and then they get there and you're like, oh, do you want some water? Please take off your shoes. You're giving all these rules and directions. And if it's a lot of people, you're saying the same thing over and over. The food's over there. The plates are in this. The plates are here. Oh, if you just can stay outside because all the food will be transferred outside. Or if you, come on. By the time the party's over, you have to do the cleanup. By the time of day, you realize, did I even get a plate? Dang, they ate all of so-and-so. I ain't even. Now, if you're smart, you're going to pack your little runner and put it in the refrigerator and have it to go. But sometimes when you're doing all the everything, you're not thinking about that. You're trying to ensure that your guests have a good time so that you add value to their lives. When they say, oh, you threw a good party. Oh, that was a nice event. Oh, when the next one? Now, you'd be mad when it's all over because you realize how much money you spent. You realize how much cleaning up you did and you still got to do by the time they get back. Because you got to clean up again once they go. But sometimes we get so stuck in the process that we never get to step back and enjoy it. Because we want to add value to somebody else's. And that's fine. I don't know why my iPad going off. Guess it wants me to do something. But I get, and it's fine. It's fine to want to do that. But when do you add value to yourself? If you're serving everybody else. Yes. You may work in the service industry. I work in one. But at some points in time, to add value to myself, I have to decrease all what I do for everybody else so that I increase internally so I have something to give. I can't keep giving, making sure everybody has a great experience, and I'm not. Because now it's becoming work. What was a service became work. And we've talked about work and service on here a few times. There's a big difference between work and service. Because when you feel like you're serving somebody, you feel like you just get, I mean, you get overly involved. Just like the example I gave. But it's deconstructing those things in our minds. So that way we grow. You're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. Y'all know we go in. And we the better for it. Hold up. All right, Unfiltered Love people, man, we've been talking a lot. We've been getting a lot done. I think we said a lot this morning, this afternoon, this evening, wherever you're listening to it. But got a little more to go. We're going to wrap this up after this. So, a recurring something that's inevitable is that we buy into other people's values, right? And so sometimes those values aren't good values. Sometimes they are not the best for us. It may be the best for somebody else. It may work for somebody else. That system may be dominant and good for somebody else. And so we take society and we say, we look at Instagram, we say, oh, I don't have a good body. Oh, I need a filter. And there's nothing wrong with us using all those things, because y'all know I'm going to throw a filter on something in a heartbeat. But we filtered our lives so much that we forget to practice positive resilience. Now, what is positive resilience? It's a validation that comes from within so that we can exhibit our strength from without. So what are you good at? What are you good at? Because if you don't know your value, what good does it help if you don't know what you're good at? And one of the ways to find that value, one of the ways to understand how valuable you are, is knowing what you're good at. So me, I'm good at talking. I used to get in trouble at school for talking. All my life, it was like, yo, you talk too much. And I remember, I've told y'all this story before, but I'm gonna tell y'all again. I remember I used to get suspended from school, or on my report card, it'll be like ASS. I was always an ass. But my whole report card one year, like every grade except for one, I got a B because that little, see, look, it was middle school. I still remember that lady gave me a B and I was mad as hell. And I ain't never been like this stellar 4.0 student, but this particular semester, I said I was gonna do it. I was gonna, you know, I'm gonna be that guy. And so she gives me a ASS. And all down, I get ASS. And I'm like, oh, they just want me to be an ass. Okay, that's what I'm gonna be. And I looked at that, and on every one of those things, it says talks too much, plays around in class too much. And I'm like, so then I get home, got to get a report card. Mom's like, you got all these A's, but what you satisfactory here? You're talking too much. Transfer a few years later. I go into the military, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know, just training stuff, da, da, da. And I look down, I be like, hey, I always tell my mama every other day, guess what? I got paid for talking again. I turned what everybody said was a bad thing into something good because I learned a new value. I sat back and I would say, oh, there's a Les Brown. Oh, there's a Lisa Nichols. Oh, there's a Zig Ziglar. Oh, there's a Jim Rohn. And I love these people, right? And I never realized all they did for a living was talk. Now, they come up with theories and concepts, but they're able to talk those out with other humans. And then they're able to change them because they say, you know what? We started here, but this is where we want to go. And so we have to transition. Bob Proctor and Napoleon Hill, I've seen them do that in their books so many times, and I'm thinking like, wow. But Lisa Nichols' value, as much as I love her and admire this lady, she does not bring the same value that I bring. We don't do things the same way. We don't have the same concepts of some things. So my value is my value and her value is her value. But I respect this lady so much. Like, y'all heard me say it. I know I made it in this world when three things happened. One. Well, Robert Siegel retired, so that kind of messed up part of it. But before Terry Gross retired, I have to be on NPR. Terry Gross has to interview me, and she's gonna say, "So, Kel, welcome to the show. I've been following you for a while, and I read your." And I'm like, "Yes, Terry Gross has followed me. That's one way I know I made it. Another way, when Lisa Nichols is sharing a stage with me, I just walk on the stage, and she comes out. She goes." Introducing my friend. And I'll be like, yeah. She's like, the love letter that we wrote today is going to make it wonderful. So now I'm going to bring you a new letter. Boy, look, I'm about to cry thinking about it because, you know, you got to be emotionally attached to your visions and your dreams. And the third way I know I made it is when I'm no longer stuck in my past. When I realize that, you know what? What I did yesterday wasn't good enough for today. It was a building block. It was great. But it wasn't good enough for yesterday. Today is different. Next year is different. Next week is different. So how do I get to that point? I practice positive resilience. I say, okay, how can I be the best Kel I'm going to be? How can I be the best freedom coach I'm going to be? How can I be the best politician I'm going to be? How can I be the best teacher I'm going to be? How can I be the best trainer I'm going to be? And I keep learning and learning and learning and learning and learning. And it's great. Positive resilience, one of the things that we always teach in positive resilience is the art of the affirmation. And I think we've kind of stressed the art of the affirmation way too much. And, you know, I'll be the first person, make sure you affirm yourself, make sure. And, you know, I'm going to affirm you if you're on the station. If you're listening, you're going to get that. You're amazing. You're great. You're awesome. Let's go get the day. And I'm going to be excited about it because I really believe that we need that, right? We need to hear that positive image in us because the world is always beating us down. It's always tearing us up. People are always saying we're not good enough. We deal with rejection. So all of those things happen. But we have to bring some kind of positivity to it, right? We have to bring it to an end. We have to bring it to a close. We have to say, okay, I may have not got shit right today, but what did I get right? So affirmations are good, but it's better when you actually put them into action. If you say, hey, I am a millionaire. Hey, I am a wonderful person. Hey, I deserve all the good that's coming to me. And you start acting on those things. Yeah, if you listen in your AirPods, you heard all that breath just come in your ear that I just put. You heard it all. And I'm just like, yo, that's when I know I made it. When I can sit there and I look back and I say, I'm producing out of me exactly the resilient person that I want to be. When I see all the good that I deserve come back to me and I'm able to distribute it to somebody else, that is how I know. How would you know that you made it? How would you know that you made it? So, y'all know I'm going to put this out on the social medias. I thank y'all for listening. I thank y'all for always being a part. Man, if it's your first time listening, if it's your millionth time listening, I think this is the 60-something episode. So, I appreciate that. It may be more than that. Because, you know, I do a lot of interviews. But, you know, I wanted to cut back on some of the interviews because, some people have said, are you doing interviews? Are you doing interviews? And I focused a lot on interviews over the last year and a half that I didn't really get to talk to people anymore. So a part of my podcast, I didn't get to, you know, connect. I didn't get to put that in because that's important. That's just as important as the interviews. And I kind of put this on the back end. So we're back. We're going to have a mixture of both. Man, let me tell y'all, I have some interviews coming up that's going to be inspiring. That's going to, I'm so excited about them. I'm about to jump out of my seat just talking about them. But some interviews are coming. We're going to start new offshoots of the shows and stay tuned. So I appreciate you. I think you're wonderful. I think you're awesome. I think you're dynamic. I think you are the best thing that God created. I think that you are you. And I thank you for being you. I thank you for knowing your value is yours. Make sure you push that like button. You listening on the app. Make sure you hit that star button. You listening anywhere. Make sure you like, share, subscribe to everybody. Everybody needs to hear it. Your dogs, your cats, the ants, the little guy that's working outside, the woman that's working outside. Let them hear it. Because the goal is to reach 7.6 million, billion people. Million. I don't know. By the time, some of y'all go outside. I'm going to need y'all to stay in the house because, you know, this thing is still out here. Even though they ain't telling you that, this thing is out here. White House put out some faulty numbers the other day. But we ain't going to talk about that. We'll say that for the political show. We need you here. You're valuable. You need to be here. Your word, your value is needed in this earth. Nobody else can deliver the message like you. My goal is to give you the message, but you run with it and use it however you want to, so that way we reach people. We impact people. We'll change people so that we all can be free and live our mega lives. So, like we always say around here, be free and live your mega life.